Days yesterday, you know, the challenge was to bring it all together today. Really strong mentally day. The guys were really sharp, really sharp. So really this whole week has been a good week for us and excited about what's about to take place.
Did Linder have a setback from playing against New England?
No, well, you know, I think his strength and overall, just to see where he's at, something that we got to monitor. And, you know, I suppose you could say probably a setback. I don't know if it was due to playing. In practice, he just didn't feel like it was there, you know, all of it.
You talked about A.J. Going in first yesterday. Is that the plan?
A.J. and Shatley, they both have gotten reps there.
Are you interested to see how A.J. responds, third-round pick? And, you know, he hasn't really played much offense yet for you.
Yeah, he's had a couple, since week one, he's had some really good practices for us. You know, some of his mentality and the mental part of the game and working with a guy like Jeremy Parnell, you know, and now he's recently done that, moved over to the right side. So, yeah, very pleased with how he's picked things up and how he goes about it. Here's a guy that started a lot of games, you know, in college. So for, you know, if it ends up being AJ, you know, he's been in that role before, albeit it's the NFL.
Pretty good news in the secondary with House and Evans. Does that,
yes,
you'd like to have Sergio, but does that at least,
right,
give you a little bit more stability?
Yeah, no doubt. Have Josh come back and Sip, you know, all those guys, Gratz, you know, it's a very good sign.
Is that right, guard, something you decide tomorrow, I guess?
Yeah, I think we'll talk about, hopefully decide sometime today. Yeah, I know. It's a frustrating deal. I think we're taking a look at it. He did have a little bit of a setback, you know, and looking at it. And, you know, I think we're just trying to figure out, we were trying to find a way to get him to Sunday. But, you know, it didn't work out that way. So, you know, we're getting our heads together and trying to figure out a way what's best for him. These are legitimate injuries. You know, they show up and you see them. So it's a matter of how do we get him back to where he's healthy for long periods of time. That's kind of our discussion right now.
So does this one look to you or early indications that it's longer than a week?
Well, I don't know how long it's going to be, but I think we really need to take a look at it and see, you know, what would be the benefit of some time. You know, I think that's what we're looking at right now, and that time could be a couple days to a week to, you know, what would be the benefits of him resting it and just seeing to the extent of it.
What's your punt returner? Are you still wanting to kind of keep from revealing who the punt returner is, or are you still trying to decide?
No, it should be Nick. It should be Nick. And you may see Brian Walters as well.
What's your mindset regarding Andrew Luck this week and his availability?
Yeah.
He signed Josh Johnson today. And
sure.
People are going to read different things into that.
Yeah, you know, every week you go into it, you know who the backup is, and you show some clips of him. This week it might be a little bit more real. So I think that, you know, you go into it, you prepare for Luck, you know, everything that, you know, he likes to do, the style and, mannerisms. But, you know, you might spend a little bit more time, you know, on Matt Hasselbeck and his demeanor and his mentality and how he goes about his different style. So I think it's, you know, probably more real than normal weeks. I think no one can argue with that. So you have to be prepared for both.
Explosive plays are always something that is important, but the Colts defense has allowed a lot, particularly last week to Mariota. Extra important to try and generate some of those.
Right. You're right. But I think every week we understand the importance of explosive plays. I think you see us, we're taking more shots downfield because of the importance. We all know your scoring opportunities rise with explosive plays within a series. So it's always important. And, you know, whatever week it is. But, you know, that's kind of our mentality, whatever game we're going into.
How surprising is it Scobie struggled last night, missed a couple of kicks? Is that hard to...
Well, you know, your heart goes for him because he's a highly competitive person. So, you know, we usually don't comment too much on other players, but, you know, he was here for many years, and so we wish him nothing but the best, and he'll fight through it.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you.